It's the Pinky the Pig Show. Okie dokie, this is me. This is Pinky the Pig. It's time for our podcast, and thank you for listening from all over the universe and planet Earth to the Pinky the Pig Show, where you listen, laugh, and learn with an oink and a moo. And I'm here with my excellent friend, Mildred the Moo Cow.
Hi, Pinky. Did you have a nice weekend?
I had a great weekend. How about you?
I did. Tell me all about it.
Okay. Well, Saturday, we went in a speedboat. You know, Dwayne and Katie's speedboat.
Right.
And we went on a speedboat, speeding around, so fun.
You and Farmer Tommy and Lady Lynette?
Yeah, that was it. And I got the call.
And, okay.
And so then we met up with Carol and PJ because they were on their jet skis.
Oh, they have jet skis?
Yeah. Carol has a sit-down one. She says it vibrates a little bit, but she doesn't mind.
Yeah.
But PJ, he's got a stand-up one. He does some tricks. He's pretty crazy on it. But he's safe. He's careful. You know, he's what's the word?
Cautious.
Oh, yeah, that's it. Yeah, he's cautious. He's always paying attention. They have fun. And, you know, I never used to like the jet skis because they're so loud. But now they're not so loud. They got it dialed in now, baby. They're nice. They had fun. We got to meet up with them, and it was totally fun.
Right. And, you know, the jet ski, that's not really the name of a jet ski.
What do you mean?
Well, that's the brand name. The jet ski is, it's really like a water scooter. Jet ski is just the brand name that Kawasaki came up with.
Why does everybody call it jet ski?
Well, why does everybody call it tissue Kleenex?
Oh, I get it. It's a brand name.
Right, and the Yamaha, their brand name is Wave Runner.
Yeah.
And the Bombardier.
It's very French.
It does sound French, actually. It's Italian.
Oh, pas de moi.
Their brand name is Sea-Doo.
Okay.
And the Honda, their brand is the Aqua Trax. But anyway, Pinky, the water scooter started actually in the UK in the mid-1950s.
Huh.
And then a gentleman, Clayton Jacobson II from Lake Havasu, Arizona. He's an American. His family was Norwegian.
Okay.
In the 1960s, he gets credit for the invention of it.
Yeah.
Because he, you know, perfected it and made it marketable and everything.
Nice.
So you had a good time out on the water?
Oh, yeah. Like I say, they're not so loud as they used to be.
Right. Well, they have an internal pump jet motor. They don't have an outboard motor.
Yeah. Okay. They're cool to watch. I don't think I'm going on one, though.
No, nor am I.
So anyway, that was Saturday. And then on Sunday was Father's Day, of course. And also on Father's Day is the summer solstice. It's the longest day of the year. It's when the Earth goes around the sun. It's on a pitch. You know, so now the northern hemisphere gets the most light. And now it's on its way back, the summer solstice.
Right. Well, it's the longest day. There's the most sun in the northern hemisphere.
Yeah. That's because when the Earth's going around the sun, it's on a tilt. So the sun only gets one hemisphere or the other at most at the time. So right now, the northern hemisphere is pointed towards the sun more. So it's the summer solstice.
Right. And that shows up really good at Stonehenge right now.
Oh, yeah. Stonehenge. Yeah, that's a big deal. That's that rock formation in England. It's a prehistoric stone circle monument.
It is. And precisely right at the summer solstice, as the sun rises behind the heel stone of the northeast part of the horizon, all of it, its rays, the first rays, shine into the heart of Stonehenge.
Yeah, that's got to be spectacular. We did a whole podcast on that.
We did. That was episode 369.
Yes, and we invite our listeners to go back to previous episodes. Just scroll through the titles and click on the ones that suit your fancy.
Right. Because Stonehenge completely honors and celebrates the summer solstice.
Yes.
You like that, don't you?
I love the summer solstice. We had a really great time on Father's Day. We celebrated Father's Day and the summer solstice.
Nice.
Yeah, we were outside. We had a badminton set with a net, and you hit the paddle, the racket with a little thingy.
Yeah. It's called a shuttlecock.
Yeah, it's a cute little shuttlecock. You hit it back and forth over the net. I'm not very good at it.
No, I can't really do it either.
But and then they were playing with the, throwing a baseball back and forth and a football. It was a very outdoor sporty kind of Father's Day. Very fun.
Yeah.
And Lady Lynette's trying to juggle. It's pretty hysterical watching her.
What do you mean?
She can't do it. Pinky. I know, but it's pretty entertaining to watch her.
Well, at least she keeps trying.
Yeah, she's not going to give up.
I mean, she can twirl the baton really good.
I know, but she can't juggle.
Well, maybe, you know, by the end of the summer.
Yeah, perhaps. But anyway, it was really fun, and Father's Day is fabulous, spectacular.
Right.
Okay, so do we have a couple of poems?
It's kind of early, Pinky.
Well, we got Father's Day, we got summer solstice.
Okay, let's start here.
Yes, please.
All right, Pinky, we'll start with this first poem written by Stephanie Laird, A Summer Solstice Blessing. And just keep in mind, of course, the summer solstice in the Northern Hemisphere is now, but it occurs in the Southern Hemisphere 6 months from now.
Yeah, I know how it works.
Okay, so here we have A Summer Solstice Blessing. It's the midsummer's evening, the shortest of night, where our planet is blessed with the greatest of light. The sun at its power sharing its wealth with the earth glowing in abundance and health. The trees' leaves are green, the birds are in song, the days are as warm as they are long. We honor the animals, the plants, and living things, the sun and the water, and for the life that it brings. May you find well-being, and may you find peace in days after solstice, as the light does decrease. May the blessings of the solstice be yours, I pray, and the light warm your heart and soul every day.
Yeah, very nice.
And here's one more quote dedicated to the summer solstice, written by Melissa Blake. And Melissa says, let the energy of the summer solstice help you to balance, release, recharge.
Absolutely. Okay, can you give us some Father's Day poetry now, please?
Okay. All right, Pinky, we're going to start with this first anonymous poem.
Yeah, anonymous, that's when we don't know who the author is. We don't know who wrote it.
Correct. And it says, what is a dad? A dad is someone who wants to catch you before you fall, but instead picks you up, brushes you off, and lets you try again. A dad is someone who wants to keep you from making mistakes, but instead lets you find your own way, even though his heart breaks in silence when you get hurt. A dad is someone who holds you when you cry, scolds you when you break the rules, shines with pride when you succeed, and has faith in you, even when you fail.
Yeah, that's a good dad.
Yeah.
Yeah, that Farmer Tommy, he's a great dad.
I know. All right, Pinky, we have time for one more. This comes from Good Housekeeping, and it says, a father is neither an anchor to hold us back, nor a sail to take us there, but a guiding light whose love shows us the way.
Yeah, that's how it is in our family. Farmer Tommy gives you everything you need, but you have to do it yourself.
Yeah, nice.
All right, Mildred. Happy summer solstice.
Yeah, thank you. You too.
I love you.
I love you.